Ahead on Only a Game, an interview with two, count them two, artful authors of fantastic children's books that adults will also enjoy. But first, Chivas USA was disbanded this week after a difficult 10 years in Los Angeles, but Major League Soccer officials also announced that a new L.A. franchise will begin play in 2017. The new ownership group includes a prominent Vietnamese-American businessman, NBA Hall of Famer and entrepreneur Magic Johnson, YouTube co-founder Chad Hurley, and soccer legend Mia Hamm and her husband Nomar Garcia-Parra. We have not been able to confirm that the large group of minority owners will include the entire population of North Dakota and the current cast of Up With People. From KCRW in Los Angeles, Avishai Artsy has more.
MLS Commissioner Don Garber started Thursday's press conference on an undeniably positive note.
Well, good morning, everybody. These are the days that memories are made of.
His big news was that a new soccer team is coming to the City of Angels, called the Los Angeles Football Club. That's the working title in Hollywood parlance. The league says it wants fans to help pick the name, the logo, and the colors of the team, so there's a lot left to figure out. Among the big questions is, how will it be different than the hugely popular LA Galaxy? Here's Don Garber again.
That's going to be their challenge. You know, they're going to be here operating in a market with a very successful team, and they've got to find a way to create a new brand, a new identity, differentiate themselves on and off the field, think about what communities they might want to go into that might be interested in their narrative. And I'm absolutely convinced they'll find a way to differentiate themselves.
The ownership group for the new franchise is led by veteran film producer Peter Guber, who also co-owns the Golden State Warriors basketball team and the Los Angeles Dodgers baseball team. Sports executive turned NBA analyst Tom Penn is also an owner, along with Vietnamese entrepreneur Henry Nguyen. Nguyen is resoundingly upbeat about a second team in LA, and he made it clear that this is a clean break from Chivas USA.
Chivas is something that we really had no part of, and we understand, you know, sort of its collective history here, and we've studied it and tried to learn something from it. But, you know, we look at it as this: as we are a brand new, bright and shiny club. You know, that allows us really a great runway to just to set the sky's the limit. You know, we're not forgetting about the heritage of soccer in this community. We're just starting afresh from our own new timeline.
Chivas USA was founded in 2004 as a subsidiary of the popular Mexican team Club Deportivo Guadalajara. Luis Bueno covered Chivas USA for years for USsoccerplayers.com. Like many, he blames the ownership team of Jorge Vergara and Antonio Cuey for Chivas' poor performance.
The owners weren't invested heavily into the league. They didn't spend the proper amount of money to bring in high-level players. Top-level Mexican players that Mexican fans could associate with. Once the marketing fell apart, the ownership fell apart, the fans just kind of turned away. And the last couple of seasons, they were drawing 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 fans, which was really kind of unacceptable.
The MLS bought the team in February with the intention of eventually selling it to new owners. Instead, it played its final game last Sunday and failed to make the playoffs. Leandro Barrera is a 23-year-old Argentine forward who played for Chivas USA.
I think it's a shame what happened with the club. I think this year Chivas did things well and we ended well, soccer-wise. And everything else is up to the directors.
Chivas fan Julio Ramos was at the final game.
Yeah, definitely. I couldn't miss that. I can probably miss my own funeral, but not that game.
Ramos has been a Chivas supporter since day one. His kids grew up going with him to games. He helped lead the most vocal fan group, the Union Ultras, along with Jose Salcedo, who was also at the last game.
To be honest with you, it was one of the saddest days of my life. It was something, you know, when you put too much time into something and 10 years, you know, working around their calendar, et cetera, et cetera. It was just a day full of emotions. And I was happy to be there, you know, to be there until they die, like we always said.
Salcedo and his fellow fans have been saying for years that their team needed its own stadium. At the Super Clásico a year ago, in which Galaxy and Chivas played against each other, Galaxy fans easily outnumbered Chivas fans 4-1. The MLS says there'll eventually be a new stadium built for the new team in the greater Los Angeles area, but they haven't specified where or when that might be. Salcedo says he's looking forward to seeing what happens next.
We're happy. We're happy that the league bought the team. We're happy. I mean, it hurts that they're going to take their club. They're going to take our name. But on the other hand, we're happy because we're going to have a new club. We're going to have new ownership. And hopefully they'll learn from all our mistakes and we'll make it bigger.
Salcedo says he and the other Union Ultras will regroup, and by 2017, they'll be ready to cheer on a new team. For Only a Game, I'm Avishai Artsy in Los Angeles.